The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
And welcome to Grace in Focus on this Labor Day holiday Monday. Do you know how that phrase, faith alone, might be used in differing theological frameworks, such as Arminian or Calvinist or free grace theology? Well, Bob Wilkin and Lucas Kitchen will answer this in the moments ahead. I'll share more information with you about the Grace Evangelical Society and Grace in Focus at the end of today's episode. I hope you'll stay tuned. Right now, here's Bob Wilkin and Lucas Kitchen with Grace in Focus.
I'm Lucas Kitchen, and I'm here with
Bob Wilkin, and I wanted to give a shout out to Marino Martinez, who's at a Bible church, a Hispanic Bible church of Tallahassee. And we're going to be having a regional conference there. So shout out to Marino and his son, Junior, and all the people in his congregation.
What would I expect at a regional conference? What is that like?
Well, we meet Friday night from about 6:30 till 9, and then Saturday from 9:30 to 3:15. And we'll have messages by Ken Yates, myself, and also Pastor Marino.
Now, I heard that on this regional conference, is this the one that the venue had to change?
Yes.
What was the deal with that?
Actually, his church is called of Tallahassee, but it's about 20 miles away in Georgia. But because of so much response, they're having to move it to a church in Tallahassee that has plenty of room.
So all the free tickets sold out, it sounds like.
Yeah. And by the way, this is going to be in English translated into Spanish.
Excellent.
So
okay.
A lot of the people are going to be primarily Spanish-speaking people.
Wonderful. Okay.
Marino himself grew up in the Dominican Republic, the DR, and he was discipled by a good friend of mine that graduated from Dallas Seminary with me in 1982, Lauren Fall.
Okay.
Lauren was a missionary there for 19 years, and he discipled Marino's father, Marino Sr., and then Marino himself, he also discipled him. And then Marino also has a son who's also Marino Jr.
Wow, okay. Well, it's always wonderful to see the regional conferences filling up. And I don't know, have you ever had to move a venue because there's been too many people registered?
I don't remember that.
That's a new problem. We're hoping for more of those sorts of problems.
Yeah.
So, well, we've got a question from a listener here. And, you know, we often do some pretty tough ones, but I think this one is it's a short question.
Please give me a softball one. Every once in a while, an easy one would be nice.
Well, it's a short question, but I don't know if it's an easy one. It's yet to be seen. So this comes in from Robin. He sent to our email, radio@faithalone.org, and he said this: does faith alone necessarily mean Arminian soteriology? Now, we may need to give a little bit of explanation on what the nature of that question is really getting at. Bob, what do you see as the question there?
Well, it's interesting because many Arminians do not believe in justification by faith alone. Arminian theology comes from a man named Jacob Arminius. He was actually a Calvinist who thought the Calvinist position was too fatalistic, too deterministic. And so he pushed back against election, and he pushed back against the idea that God gives people the gift of faith. And he said that we can seek God, and we're capable of believing. He also believed you could lose everlasting life once you got it. So most Arminians today believe in justification by faith plus works. And so they will say, no, faith alone is not going to save you. You've got to combine it with works. But the reason why this question from Robin comes in is because Arminians will say we have the ability to seek God, and we have the ability to respond to God, and we have the ability to believe.
Yeah.
And free grace people do teach those things, that we're capable of responding and we're capable of believing. And I think you've got another question we'll be looking at either later today or in another episode that delves in that more. But no, faith alone really doesn't imply Arminian theology, nor does it imply Calvinist theology. Because most Calvinists will say, well, yes, it's by faith alone, but true faith is yada, 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 and they put in the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
And so from a free grace perspective, when we say it's by faith alone, we really mean that.
Mean it, yeah. Yeah, so it's sort of, if I'm hearing you right, it sounds like you're saying that both the Arminian and the Calvinist view have provisos. They have caveats on the word faith, or, you know, when they say faith alone, it's not really what it means if you ask, if you start asking for definition.
Right. If you found an Arminian who said it's by faith alone, they'd have caveats. But a lot of Arminians, I remember I debated a Roman Catholic just a couple of weeks ago, and he has a almost 800-page book called Not by Faith Alone.
Well, I guess you know where he stands on that one, huh?
And I remember years ago, maybe 20-some years ago, I debated a Church of Christ evangelist.
Okay.
And in the course of the debate, he said, there's 5 points. You need to believe, obey, confess, repent, and be baptized.
Wouldn't 4 of those fall under the category of obey?
They would, except in his view, the only one of the 5 that's not repeated is baptism. But it had to be baptism for the remission of sins.
Yeah.
So if you were baptized as a public testimony of your faith in Christ, as is done in Baptist churches or Bible churches or many other churches, they'd say that doesn't count because you weren't baptized for the right reason, for the forgiveness of sin.
Yeah.
But they would say all the rest, you got to keep on believing, obeying, confessing, and repenting.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's really a faith plus work system,
and
that's most Arminians. But if you did find an Arminian that said it was by faith alone, most of them would be saying that faith includes commitment and obedience.
Yeah, sure.
Of course, hypothetically, you could find an Arminian who really believed in the free gift of everlasting life, in which case they would be saying what we're saying.
Yeah.
But then I wouldn't really call them Arminian. I'd call them biblical.
Yeah, that's...
Because I don't call myself Arminian or Calvinist.
Yeah.
Neither one of those fit.
One of the ways that I've been, for quite a few years, been thinking about free grace, a way to explain to people who think of the entire world as a debate between Calvinists and Arminians is we're a third option that stands apart in a lot of the aspects that are debated. And it seems to surprise people that there is, I mean, it's sort of a false dichotomy in the idea that you can get into the mindset that there's only 2 options when there's a whole other brand out there. So,
well, let me throw out one more thing, Lucas, because
yeah,
you were just reminding me of something. And that is what I've found when I've debated people who believe it's faith plus or it's faith that is committed and obedient and turning from sins, etc., who don't really believe it's by faith alone. They think that they're good if it's by faith alone because they got faith plus works.
Yeah.
And I'm not good because I don't believe it's faith plus works.
Yeah.
And if I don't, I'm probably not producing enough works to get me there, right?
Yeah.
And what I try to tell them and what I do tell them is, look, if what I'm saying is true, unless you believed in the past, you're on your way to the lake of fire because you don't have faith plus works. You don't have faith. In order to have faith, you have to believe the faith message, which is whoever believes in him will not perish but has everlasting life.
Yeah.
You don't believe that. You think it takes more than believing in Jesus to be guaranteed you'll never perish and be guaranteed you have everlasting life that will never end. And so as a result, you don't have faith. You believe some things. You believe a lot of right things. I mean, hey, the fact they believe Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead, those are good things.
Yeah.
The fact they believe Jesus is God, that's great. The fact they believe he's coming again, great. The fact that he believe he's going to establish his kingdom, great. But if they don't believe that you get into that kingdom by faith alone, then all of those other beliefs are not part of the whoever believes in him. Because that's something specific in John's gospel. It means I believe in him for my eternal destiny.
Yeah. If I'm gathering what you're saying, it's sort of like, let's say you went to the theater. The theater is running a promotion that the movie is free.
Yeah.
But you think, well, I know it's free, but I'll go ahead and pay a normal ticket price anyway, just to make sure, in case I misunderstood the promotion, I'm going to pay and accept the free gift, and then I get into the movie. What you're saying is, the theater doesn't work that way. If you try to pay, they eject you, or you're not let in the door if you try to pay as well. I mean, it is by God's design that salvation is free, and I think the answer to why is because no one is supposed to be able to boast about getting in.
Right.
If you can get in the theater by paying a little bit, you can say, well, they said it was free, but I did my part.
Right.
And so to preserve the non-boasting status of eternal life, it needs to be free. It has to be free for that to be true.
You know, you raise a good point, Lucas. That's certainly one of the reasons why it's by faith alone, because there's no ground for boasting. But that's not the only one. And I'm not sure what all of them are. But certainly one of them is because this brings glory to the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father who sent him and God the Holy Spirit. If somehow we are part of the process of earning our own salvation. It's kind of a faith plus works deal where we are cooperating with God in terms of doing some works that are needed. The fact that we can boast means there's less glory for Christ.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I get that question every once in a while. I've pondered it a lot. Why is it faith? Why is that the criteria that God chose? Why didn't he choose violence? Why didn't he say, if you're violent, I'll let you in? Or why didn't he choose, you know, some other aspect?
But see, that's another thing. I'm not sure, Lucas, that God chose.
Okay.
God's always been all-knowing.
Yeah.
So before God created, he knew he was going to create. He knew all the ramifications. Everything was going to happen. He knew that man would fall, even though he didn't want man to fall. He knew the condition was going to be faith alone. So I'm not so sure that God chose this method. I just think this is the method.
Yeah.
Could there have been a different method? You know, philosophers will get into this kind of thinking. I don't think so. I think this is the way that it had to be.
Yeah.
Once Adam and Eve sinned, Messiah had to die.
Yeah.
He was going to have to go to the cross, and we were going to have to believe to get life. That's why Genesis 3:15 is often called the proto-evangelium or the first gospel.
Yeah.
Because they were told the seed of the woman is going to destroy the seed of the serpent. That this conflict, which began in the garden, is going to be finalized at the cross. Another tree, right?
Wow.
You eat the wrong tree, now here's the tree that's the tree of redemption.
What an image. Well, I think we've scraped the Milky Way there. We covered a lot, so hopefully we covered the question.
Yeah, and that was Robin, right?
I think that was Robin.
I think that was a good question, and I think the whole idea of faith alone is foreign to so many people that they need to get used to it. In fact, what I would encourage each of you is when you share your faith, simply tell them what the Lord Jesus Christ promises is that whoever believes in him is never going to perish but has everlasting life.
Yeah.
People are going to hear that and they're going to object, but guess what? You've laid the message before them very simply, and now it leads to a dialogue, which is a much better way to evangelize than to go into some 20-minute lecture.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Robin, for that question. If you've got questions, you can send them to us, radio@faithalone.org. And we want to remind you, let's keep grace in focus.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Did you miss an episode of Grace in Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We have all our past episodes right there on the site. In addition, we have all kinds of free resources available for you. It's all designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next edition of Grace in Focus, Bob and Lucas will be back with a discussion about is it necessary to ask for eternal salvation? I hope you'll join us. This is the Grace Evangelical Society. Until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.